an Ag Committee meeting on conservation districts, a security grant program to help nonprofits, and grants for ATV and snowmobile trail development on this PA House podcast with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. I'm Chuck Nichols. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about an Ag Committee meeting coming up next week. That's your committee, and you're going to be talking about conservation districts. Talk to us about what conservation districts are and what's going to go on at this meeting.
Well, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee will hold an informational public meeting at the state capitol next week to discuss the operations and activities conducted by county conservation districts. There are 66 conservation districts across the Commonwealth, mostly county-based, and provide a wealth of services throughout the counties that they serve. And we're going to take a look at some of those operations, such as dirt and gravel roads, helping farmers and agricultural operations. And we'll be joined by a few of the conservation district directors, including Sandy Thompson, the district director of the McKean County Conservation District, along with Brenda Shambaugh, the executive director of the Pennsylvania Association of Conservation Districts, Christopher Thompson, the district manager of the Lancaster County Conservation District, and Donna Fisher, who is the district manager of the Blair County Conservation District. So we're getting a different perspective from counties throughout the Commonwealth. The meeting will be held on Wednesday, November 20th, starting at 9 a.m. And barring any technical difficulties, it'll be streamed live at my website at repcauser.com.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a security grant program for nonprofits. And a lot of people are wondering what this is about. And my understanding is that it's a lot like the school grant program that we set up to help schools make sure that they're secure. Talk to us about what's going on here.
This was created by a piece of legislation we passed. It's Act 83 of 2019 that makes funding available for faith-based institutions and nonprofits that are listed by the FBI as being at risk for hate crime incidents. The program provides for security grants for those institutions and nonprofits. Grant awards will range from $5,000 to $150,000, and the organizations can use the money for security planning, equipment, technology needs, including cameras and emergency communications equipment. And as you stated, it's a program that's very similar to the School Safety Security Grant Program. This will also be administered by the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency, and I think it's a worthy program that certainly is focused on keeping people safe.
And speaking of focused on keeping people safe, we are coming off of Veterans Day. There's a couple of programs coming up here that benefit National Guard and veterans. Let's talk about the National Guard program first.
Well, there's a new education benefit for Pennsylvania National Guard families that's available, and this is called the Pennsylvania GI Bill, and it's now open for enrollment. Under Act 32 of 2019, Guard members who commit to an additional 6 years of service can receive 5 years of higher education benefits for their spouses and children, and the program will provide 10 semesters of tuition-free education for the family members. The benefit must be used at a Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency-approved educational institution, and the tuition rate is set by the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education. This is a great program that will help the families of National Guard members, and tuition benefits will begin for the 2020-21 academic year.
And finally, Representative, I understand it's some great news for the folks that like to get out on ATVs and snowmobiles in your area, and that's some grants for some trail development. Talk to us about what's going on here and where.
Well, supporting additional trails for both ATVs and snowmobiles has been a top priority for me my entire time in office. And we recently announced more than $300,000 in state grant funding for ATV snowmobile trail development in the Susquehannock State Forest in Potter County. A grant of just over $262,000 will be used for the development of the Indian Run ATV Connector Trail in West Branch Township. And this will provide approximately 3.2 miles of trail from the Susquehannock ATV Trail to the intersection of West Branch Road and Notch Road. And I think it's a great project. And in addition to that, a grant of just over $44,000 will be used for the development of the Losey Run Snowmobile Trail in Ulysses Township. So both great projects. I'm glad that we're using that funding to expand these trails. And we certainly have more trail opportunities that we need to keep working on.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in for another PA House podcast with State Representative Martin Causer.